You're listening to Building the Brand podcast on the OBBM Network. Host Paul Hittner brings inspirational insight to the branding conversation, discussing key strategies with local and nationally known brands, making their mark and staking their ground. Learn how knowing and communicating your core values can take your brand to the next level and connect to your audience like never before. Here's your host, DFW's brand developer, Paul Hittner.
Hello and welcome, entrepreneurs, visionaries, and relentless innovators. We have a special guest today with us. He's a business coach that believes in abundance and is dedicated to helping entrepreneurs succeed. JC Beltran is with us to share his methods for building the brands of his clients and give us some nuggets of knowledge that anyone can apply to their operation. JC, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Paul. Thank you.
So before we pick your brain about how to build your vision of the executives and bring traction to companies, tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to a career in business coaching.
Sure, absolutely. You know, I grew up in a family of serial entrepreneurs, meaning that uncles, dad would start a business about every 4 years. And they wouldn't start a business every 4 years because they had bad ideas necessarily. They would do that because they didn't have an operating model behind the business. And so as time went on, I noticed that it was a struggling sort of scenario every time that I noticed traction, that I noticed that they would gin up revenue. Went off to college. After college, I worked in banking, specifically in commercial and industrial banking. Did that for 20 years. After banking, I was a COO of a software company for a short time, and in the hopes that we would be able to sell it, we were able to sell the company for about 3.5 times book value. So that was exciting. All right. And simultaneously, I started a consulting company in 2014 that was the catalyst, I guess, to be able to help businesses, both small, medium, in giving them an operating system and able to grow.
Okay. So you started a consulting firm. So you grew up around entrepreneurs. So that was kind of built into you, but then you got away from that for a very long time and got onto the corporate ladder. What made you want to take that leap into the entrepreneurial world?
Yeah. So in working with a lot of companies in an executive banking role, in a leadership role, as well as directing different relationship managers, working with companies, you in essence become a surrogate COO, and you see the many facets of what it takes to run a company. And one of the common denominators is profit and loss, an income statement or a balance sheet. You know, whether the company is ran by 2 people or 2,000 people, the fact of the matter is the P&L is still the P&L. The only difference are the zeros behind it.
So when you started your consulting company, what did that look like? How did you get started? What was it initially, and what did it eventually turn into for you?
Yeah, one of my initial entrees into consulting was working with the Dale Carnegie Group.
Okay.
And ensuring that I was able to be a consultant and be able to offer soft skills such as leadership, how to present powerfully, how to do those things that would influence people. And through that, I wanted to deepen the value that I could bring to a business owner. And that value came by way of finance and bringing in my 20 years of finance and tying it in to something that was more of an operational strategy.
Okay. And what did you do to kind of make the turn, I guess? Is there any kind of branding activity that you incorporated to kind of push yourself to the next level?
There was. My practice consisted of executive coaching, working with one-on-one with owners, and where I was able to provide more value was working with the ownership and the leadership of a company. And that pushed it to the next level in terms of from a personal standpoint, from a professional standpoint, it offered the opportunity to touch more people.
Gotcha. So I got a question. So in the age of information, any of us business owners out there, we have done a lot of research on various things to grow our companies. And if you're like me, you've probably gotten a lot of ads from marketing gurus, get rich schemes and stuff like that. Seems like everyone has a secret to doubling our revenue or relieving us from all the stresses that come with owning a business. So how do you compete with all the other gurus and what makes your system different?
Yeah, great question. There are a lot of people out there that, you know, put a sign up and on, you know, in the door or a banner somewhere and mention that they're business coaches. One of the things that makes me unique is I have a lot of finance history background. And so I'm able to bring that to the table when I'm speaking to a business owner. A lot of people call that industry small business. There's nothing small about a business and an entrepreneur, the entrepreneurial spirit. And so that's what distinguishes me. I've worked within corporate America, been an executive at that level, and have also worked in family business early on. So I can take a look at the full rung of the ladder, as it were, and provide advisory services.
So you have a specific system that you incorporate. It's very structured. I want to get more into that system after this. Let's make sure to subscribe to the OBBM Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a thing. We'll be right back with Building the Brand.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
When it's time to perform, it's too late to practice. First Safety Training in DFW supports local communities and churches through firearms training and nonviolent dispute resolution training. Understand the laws related to weapons and deadly force, handgun use and safety, and proper storage practices. A trained and licensed gun-carrying citizen will react quicker to protect themselves and others. Call 214-808-9757 to schedule your introduction to handguns, license to carry, active shooter, church security, and survival training. Be prepared for the best possible outcome of a weaponized attack. Make sure the law is on your side in the event deadly force is necessary. Call 214-808-9757 and work with former law enforcement trainers and range officers. Meet all municipal, county, state, and federal regulations. Understand your gun and how to care for it properly. Call First Safety Training at 214-808-9757 today.
We're back with Building the Brand. I have a guest with me today, JC Beltran. He has a really cool system that he incorporates into his clients' businesses. He's a business coach and he helps them achieve traction and overall health in a company. He's going to talk to us about what that means. So, JC, what is this system you incorporate with your clients?
Yeah, so the system, Paul, is called the EOS, and EOS stands for the Entrepreneurial Operating System. I help leadership teams with entrepreneurial vision. Vision from the standpoint that ensures that we can crystallize what they really want out of their business. Gain more traction and execute that vision. So traction is the second thing. And then to become more healthy and cohesive. So those are the three, I guess, key points that a business owner receives in terms of help and lift. EOS was started in about 2001 by a gentleman named Gino Wickman. and has written a book that's out there. A lot of people certainly have read it. It's called Traction. Currently, EOS is implemented at about 9,200 different companies around the world.
So in my discussions with you about this, you talk about how companies struggle with over 100, you call them ping points, and you've narrowed that down into just 6 measurable components, and you really zone in on those. Can you talk more about that?
That's right. With all of the external pressures that there are on pricing and competition, margin, there's typically about 130 different ping points that a business owner and entrepreneur worries about. What the EOS system does is it pares it down to 6 key components. And those 6 key components are the following. They're vision, people, data, issues, traction, and process. And each one of those 6 have 2 tools that we incorporate. Vision, for example, has a series of 8 questions, ensuring that a company understands their vision. In other words, their overall vision and the key or core vision. In other words, what makes them unique. And so once that's shared by the ownership team, as well as the leadership of the company, things start to change. Because as we know, as the leadership team goes, so does the rest of the organization. And then when we look at people, we want to make sure that we have the right people in the right seats. In other words, we want to dig deep and make sure that we have identified the visionary of the company, the person who has the big picture and understands the big ideas, the competitive pressures and things like that, and also the integrator. The integrator that looks at dashboards daily and moves the company forward on a day-by-day basis.
So you're saying that really any company has those 2 people?
Every company has to have those 2 people. They can wear multiple hats, but they have to have those 2 people in order to be successful.
Can there be more than one of each of those?
There can't. And the reason there can't be is because what ends up happening is you have competing theories, competing ideas. So the idea there, just truthfully, is that you want to make sure that you're providing vision and integration that's shared by all.
So you have the visionary that kind of is the big picture, the broad scope of things. And then you have the integrator, you call him. He's the person that's more detail oriented. How is all of this getting accomplished? The person that likes to get things done. Is that accurate?
The person that gets things done. Sometimes and many times, last week I visited with an engineering company who thought the integrator was the visionary and the visionary was the integrator. And so it's my job to ensure that we have those tough conversations. In fact, I call them adult conversations. And we enter the danger zone to make sure we have the right people in the right seats.
Gotcha. So we have vision, we have people. What about the other ones?
Yeah, so data, making sure that they're looking at the right measurables, the right scorecard. Process, make sure that it's documented and followed by all. Issues, making sure that the issues that come up are identified, discussed, and then solved, not taken from week to week. In other words, people have to own the issues. And lastly, traction, making sure that people own the challenges and that they're running what we call L10 meetings, meetings that are effective, efficient, and are understood by all in terms of direction.
Gotcha. So can you give any like real time or I guess real life examples of some of this stuff being incorporated?
Yes, I can. 2 weeks ago, I visited with a company, early on conversation, and they were having challenges with things not getting done. In other words, tasks would be delegated to leadership teams. In fact, one in particular was the marketing and sales manager. Who struggled a little bit and come to find out in just a short discussion that it really wasn't the marketing manager's challenge. It was the marketing manager that wasn't being supported by the COO of the company. And so that individual was getting bits and pieces of information And so that was very challenging.
And that would be a problem with which of these six components?
That would be an issues.
Okay.
Issues list and the, what we just call the IDS or the identify, discuss, and solve. Because there was no direct ownership being taken. So that was a very small thing that in a matter of 15 minutes was uncovered.
So. Wow. Okay, cool. So what are what, how can some small business owners kind of incorporate some of this stuff into their business? Is there some way for you to package this in this small discussion we're having here? I know this is a lot of information. I mean, there's a whole book about it. You talk about you spend whole summits or entire, you know, 3-hour segments kind of incorporating this into companies. Can you simplify this for our listeners? Maybe they can take something away if they're too busy to pick up that book or.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's simple and practical, quite honestly. It's a lot of common sense, but it's mostly discipline, making sure that when you're going to work with a program or an operating system like EOS, that you're committed to it and you work with it and you work through it. As a business coach, I'm able to work with a company one-on-one. The other thing that I do too is I do executive consulting so we can look at different aspects of the business and work with those individually as well, which are very, very effective.
Cool, cool. Well, when we come back, we'll look at how some other ways the micro to small business can take from the entrepreneur operating system and dive a little bit deeper. For now, make sure to subscribe to the OBBM Network wherever you get your podcasts. That way you don't miss a thing. I'm Paul Hittner, and you're listening to Building the Brand Podcast. We'll be right back.
Strong business has always been the clear economic indicator. WorkSuites in Allen, Texas is just one of 18 locations in DFW and Houston that support your necessary transitions with full service and affordable workspaces for upgrading or downsizing your current workload. You need to be focused on growth. Trust the office experts and helpful staff at WorkSuites to take care of everything else, from dedicated phone lines and internet to furnished executive and co-working spaces. The OBBM Network has tripled our business in the short months we've been with WorkSuites and encourages you to step out boldly, make the tough decisions, and get back to work your way. Your nation depends on it. The OBBM Network acknowledges that this is a pivotal time in history, and it is clear the United States of America has been undermined by many of our elected officials for some time now. We want our local business audience to stand strong in the face of what we now understand, and to be empowered to grow our businesses on the local level beyond the limitations that have been imposed upon us. We believe it is in our national interest to inspire our communities through strong economic development and, additionally, to hold our elected officials accountable for accurate representation of we the people. For that reason, we encourage you to go to WeStandForFreedom.com to learn about the National Write Your Congressman organization that has been the trusted communication tool for local communities for over 60 years. Learn how your representatives are voting. Understand the laws and regulations under consideration on the state and federal level before they are enacted at the county and city levels. Communicate directly with these officials and stand up for yourself, for by doing so, you will protect the communities you serve from tyrannical rule and unconstitutional reforms. The OBBM Network is the premier voice for local business, and we take that responsibility seriously. The OBBM Network has everything you need to grow and transition your business for success on popular syndicated podcast networks, Roku and other video channels, and the OBBM Network app. We work for you, local business, and we've got your back.
Welcome back to Building the Brand. I'm Paul Hittner. I'm here with JC Beltran, a business coach and advisor for companies, helping them get traction and overall health. JC, I want to talk more about kind of what are some huge or some really common things that companies tend to struggle with. Maybe you can relate that to us and tell us how you fix some of those problems. And maybe some people out there are also having those problems.
Absolutely, Paul. One of the main challenges that companies have are ensuring that they're the right people are in the right seats at the right time. And so I'll give you an example. was visiting with the company about a year ago. Everybody in the leadership team, like most companies, was extremely energetic, extremely sharp. They understood the vision, which can be very rare at times, that everybody understands the vision of the company collectively. And through the course of implementing with them, at about the 7th month mark, we had a change of leadership. We lost the marketing director, which was a key person, and we lost the sales and marketing manager. So two key people within the company. At the time, the CEO asked me if we wanted to hit the pause button and stop and maybe not implement. And one of the things that I mentioned to him was that, you know, think about when you hire somebody to clean your house. You don't clean the house first and then invite the person to clean your house, right? You
wait. Some people do. Maybe they're really ashamed of what their house looks like.
Yep, that's right. No, some people do. But in this case, it was more important to make sure that the train was still moving forward and that the house would be clean by the time those other two people were brought on board. So they understood the flow of the company, the spirit of the company, the excitement of the company, and more importantly, the vision of where the company was going.
Okay. So you'll say that the biggest struggle would be, of those 6 points, would be people.
Yes, definitely. The six key components, for sure, people. Vision and people have to be intertwined. Or otherwise, you have, in essence, multiple companies within one little company.
So what kind of problems do you see between the integrator and the visionary? Those are the two main parts that run a company. It sounds like they would be kind of opposing forces, like a feminine energy and a masculine energy, or the architect and the engineer. You know, the architect may want to design all these elaborate, cool designs, and the engineer says, you know, this isn't going to work for these various reasons, you know, because of physics and gravity, those things that the architects don't always think about when they're making all their cool designs.
Right. You know, typically what ends up happening is the company as a whole feels that the visionary is truly the integrator. And at times, the integrator doesn't want to be the integrator and would rather be the visionary. And so that leaves a big gap or a big hole that it's my job to make sure that we can identify. The majority of the challenges, even in the six key components that I mentioned before, are found within the company. The company has all the answers. In my capacity as an advisor, I'm not a consultant. I'm an implementer. And so it's our job together, the company and myself, the leadership team and myself, to make sure that we can identify that visionary and that integrator, and that we're all on board with who those individuals are.
So how can your typical business owner determine if they're actually an innovator, or excuse me, a visionary or an integrator?
Yeah, so we have an exercise that we do where we qualify each position to make sure that everybody not only understands what they're doing, but what their responsibility is in the wider scheme of things and how they affect other departments. And so in that exercise, we're able to ensure that we can identify visionaries and integrators, just as we make sure that we identify and make sure that we have the right marketing person, the right accounting person, or the right CFO. And so it's the same thing. It's extremely important that people understand their roles.
So would you say that, generally speaking, people like to think of themselves as the visionary more so than the integrator? What's so bad about being the integrator? You said that a lot of integrators, they would prefer not to do the integrating. Is that because you have, that's where the rubber meets the road? That's where the tip of the spear, that's where the confrontation and the having to talk with people and lead people, is that where all of that will kind of come from? That's not always the most fun. Would you say that visionaries would be the more preferred role, or some people think they're the visionary, but they're actually the integrator?
Well, it depends. That's where the A word stands. And the A word is accountability. right? So accountability to make sure that you're moving the dial, to make sure that you're growing revenue year over year, to make sure that you have hired the right leadership team. And so it's difficult sometimes for people to be integrators. Sometimes they want to be more popular than meets that role. And so they freeze and they don't make decisions that are important and key to the company because they want the popularity, you know, aspect of their role. A visionary doesn't have to deal as much in popularity other than having the big ideas. And so not all those ideas are implemented, but what is important is to make sure that you have big ideas so that you can grow.
So it sounds pretty, you make it sound kind of easy to be the visionary. So I'm sure it's not as easy as it sounds. What kind of things does a visionary have to do? What kind of things are they responsible for? Because to me, it seems like the visionary just sits up in his corner office looking out over the city and imagines how the ideal version of the company would be. I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Well, by virtue of the fact that you're an entrepreneur, you're a visionary. By virtue of the fact that you put sweat equity into everything that you do and that you wake up every morning with fire in your belly, making sure that people that are working with you and working for you are going to be able to pay their bills, that's massive. That's huge. That's what fires me up every day. I have to make sure that I'm taking care of those people, making sure that they understand that it's just not having ideas. It's having ideas that are going to move the company forward. And that's extremely difficult. But, you know, there's 31 million small businesses in the U.S. It's not over 95% of the economy. And that's built off of people that are visionaries.
What kind of things do visionaries struggle with? What kind of things do visionaries have a hard time with? Because I see myself as the visionary, and I have all these ideas, and I think I struggle with integrating them and implementing them.
Some visionaries use fractional integrators. In other words, they use people out of the company to give them ideas and thought. That's why you have advisory boards. Some people hire business coaches, and some people talk to their spouse or their significant other for that level of sort of checks and balances, if you will.
Gotcha.
But when all is said and done, you have to have the big ideas, or it's just another day. You may as well be in corporate America at that point.
Hmm. Awesome. Good stuff. Good stuff. So what would you recommend to people that want to learn more about this system? I mean, there's the book. Do you have a few other books that would help them understand? And then how can people get a hold of you if they wanted to reach out?
Yeah. So, Entrepreneurial Leap by Gino Wickman is an excellent book. If you're thinking of starting your own business, I would highly recommend that. Get a Grip by Gino is an excellent book as well. It's built really on stories. So people can, you know, adapt to it. I'm on LinkedIn, JC Beltran, jcbeltranadvisorgroup.com. I'll be more than happy to visit with somebody on the phone and just see where they want to be, where they want to go. I mean, I have excellent resources. I have people in branding like you, Paul, that if branding is a challenge, you know, I'm able to refer them to great people that are deep in the branding aspect of what a business needs.
That's right. And there's a lot of ways to brand a company. You know, you have your own system. A lot of business coaches have their systems as well. If you're listening to this and you're ready to start taking steps to build your brand, you can always visit bizvisionary.com and type the promo code OBBM right there on the homepage. For 50% off the Master Collection Brand Development Workshop Series if you wanted to do it on your own. There's other business resources there for you on bizvisionary.com, or you can schedule some time with me right there on the site as well. Again, that's bizvisionary.com, B-I-Z visionary, to start reaching more people in more meaningful ways. You're listening to Building the Brand podcast on the OBBM Network. I'm Paul Hidner. Thanks for listening, and always remember, it's never too late to change the way you're perceived and take your brand to the next level.
You've been listening to Building the Brand podcast on the OBBM Network. Subscribe to the OBBM Network wherever you listen to podcasts. To be a guest or sponsor Building the Brand podcast, call 214-984-2773 or email paul@bizvisionary.com. Building the Brand podcast is produced by Offbeat Business Media, LLC for the OBBM Network and protected under copyright law. Please direct programming inquiries to 214-714-0495.